This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm all Greg. Nice to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
Did you see her mugshot?
Unbelievable.
She looked very similar to Daniel Jones in that press conference he was doing yesterday.
He was wide, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the pupils were pupilling.
Yes. Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine... Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
I'm deep into the Drake... Beef with Rick Ross.
Oh, awesome.
Kendrick
really?
Lamar.
That diss track was fire.
Hey, listen, don't come for Drake. Drake ain't playing.
Does this involve P. Diddum?
No Diddy involved in this.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but
can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
One of us gets angry just so we can all see this. When I get blamed for being mad, I am not mad at all.
No, but you sound it. That's the difference.
Well, see, you like, sound miserable right now. You sound like somebody's peeing in a soup.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
I, as a child, used to tell people I had two stomachs, one for food and one for potato products.
I think it would then be irony that the potato product that you prepared on this program was the worst thing ever made in a kitchen in the history of the United States of America.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Red Sox fans.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Wiggy.
What up?
Oh, you got what you've been asking for last night.
Wow. I didn't think that pitcher still did that.
I know. 9 innings. Mm-hmm. Curtis doesn't like when it is referred to as a complete game shutout, Curtis. Am I correct about that?
Correct. That is like saying you have a direct nonstop flight.
Redundant, if you will.
Indeed.
Okay.
All right.
But, I mean... You got 9 innings from Tanner Houck, and you're back on a roll if you're the Boston Red Sox.
I'm surprised Cora even let him go 9 innings. Usually Cora is the type of guy that likes to take, you know, guys out through the third time against the lineup.
Well, he's focused on that and doesn't do anything when it comes to helping the guys field baseballs. What does he really do? As you have complained about many times on this program.
Cora made it clear, though, when we talked to him at spring training, that he was going to have a different mentality when it came to letting pitchers go longer. Because last season, it was, what, three? It would be nice if we got them to go for four.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think Cora's biggest thing was that, and this could be a lot of managers nowadays, they don't like guys to go through the lineup three times. So who the hell knows? Good for them. The starting pitching isn't the issue with this team this year. So that was what we all expected coming into this season. I don't think there was one person out there that goes, all right, I don't have an issue with the starting pitching. And I think, you know, we should be happy what we're seeing from the starting pitching, at least.
Okay, all right.
Let's go Red Sox.
That's right.
Let's go Red Sox.
That's right. Welcome to your show. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to get to on this morning's show.
Yesterday was crazy.
A lot to get to, and if you would like to join us, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And we sit here and wait to find out who the Celtics will get once they get through the play-in stuff, which you love. Remind me.
I like it.
You didn't like it when they started.
Yeah, initially I didn't like it, but I actually like it. It's a cool little, you know, makes the end of the season good, especially for those teams that are down at the bottom. And then I watched the Sixers and Miami Heat game last night, which is cool. I didn't get to see the Chicago and Atlanta game, but Chicago ended up winning that game. But it is interesting to see, and it gives like those teams at the bottom another opportunity, especially the 9 and 10 seed.
Yeah,
an opportunity.
He'd have
them.
To be worried though. Butler went down with an injury. He's getting an MRI. So
yeah, I saw that he's banged up, and I think when you look at the New Orleans is taking on Sacramento, and Zion was messed up with his hamstring. So
I was listening to Scal yesterday afternoon on this radio station, and he said he thinks and he wants the Celtics to get the Sixers. So that is, from his perspective, where he thinks they end up. And I don't know why. I guess maybe because Embiid was out for
a while. But that won't happen, though, now, because the Sixers are going to be the seventh seed. So the Sixers will be the seventh seed, and the Celtics will either get Chicago or Miami. The winner of that game will be the lowest seed, and with the Celtics being the one.
So maybe he was saying that maybe that's the only team he's worried about?
I don't know. I mean, when you got Joel Embiid, I think, but they handled the Sixers so well when you look at how they have played them in the past.
Yeah.
I think the one team, and Courtney, you brought this up yesterday, the one team that I would be concerned about, like you, is the Miami Heat.
Yeah. And I know that's Butler's, who I do not want to see. I would rather see the Bulls 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
But does any team really, the way this team has played and the fact that they won seven more games regular season than they won last year. Like, does anybody really make you – do you care who they end up playing?
No, I don't. I don't think that there's – I think Curtis may have had this point. He doesn't expect any team that they play against, maybe until they get to the finals, for them to have it go past six games, which I agree with. I don't think there's any team that can push them to seven.
Do you know the only team that can beat the Celtics, Greg?
The Celtics.
There you go, my man. Yeah. Write that down, Scalabrini. Hoophead Arcand, all the crazies. No. The Celtics are going to only be the ones that can beat themselves. They are that much better, at least until the NBA Finals. If they lose in the East, that will be an absolute unmitigated disaster.
Yeah. We're looking at two teams that in the Celtics and Bruins that we have two totally different opinions on. The Celtics, we expect to get to the finals, and the Bruins, we're seeing, I think a lot of people are like thinking, all right, where are they going to fall apart? Where's the collapse going to happen? What's going to happen that, you know, puts them in a position where they get eliminated from the playoffs? I think a lot of people feel that way with the Bruins.
Well, Bruins, game one with the Maple Leafs on Saturday night, and that'll happen at the Garden. And then Celtics, game one at the Garden as well on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
8 p.m. puck drop for the Bruins on Saturday. We'll be together at Team Impact's game day gala.
Yes.
So I hope that they'll be able to have that on
some
type of
TV. I'm sure they will, Courtney. I am sure they will. It's not like the Masters where nobody's watching.
Oh.
What's your expectations, Greg?
Wait a minute. Before we get to my expectations, Curtis is being called out for his use of redundancy left and right.
Oh.
And I could go to Buzz the pilot if you want. Buzz, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? It's never too early on a beautiful day to correct Curtis.
What's the issue with redundancy?
Okay, 34 years in the airline industry, and I still don't understand anything. But the definition of a direct flight and the definition of a nonstop are not the same.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. I did not know that.
I was trying to use an analogy outside of my expertise to explain why a shutout in a complete game was redundant. I will stick to the world in which I live and not the lovely air.
So
you may notice I never call and talk about sports because I'm not an expert like you guys.
Speak for yourself.
So what's the difference?
Well, I mean, Greg is one of the most influential people in the world. So
congratulations, Greg.
I don't know if that's a thing or not.
Like,
have you seen a thing?
Have they rescinded it after that story you posted last night? Because that shook me to my core.
What?
Oh my God!
Wait a minute. What?
Oh, was that ick?
What?
Oh my God!
What was it?
The bed and the dog and the like.
He's
game?
In love.
Oh, with the dog?
Well. With the dog's owner.
You know, I'm starting to lean on Courtney's side when it comes to the fact that you could be a little bit miserable from time to time.
Oh, my God, Greg Hill. If that was Ken Laird or me or anybody, you would have said that to the group 30 times. I was like, how do I approach this tomorrow?
So there you have it. If you're watching the show on Twitch.
Oh, I missed that one.
And you should be.
Oh.
Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. That is Bullet.
Okay.
That is DM's dog.
Right.
And I feel like...
Is the dog in the bed?
Yeah. I mean, yes, the dog's in the bed. What's
right.
Here we go.
Yeah, you're not a dog in bed guy.
The dog hater in the room doesn't allow the dog in the bed.
Nothing better than being nose to nose with a little pup.
I got to tell you something. Sometimes you're given a second lease on life. And thanks to Bullet, I lost Kobe Wobey. Kobe Wobey is with Mrs. Hill.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
Yeah.
Nobody ran him over in the driveway like Jen's friend Joy ran my cat Weston over in the driveway.
Even your cat was named after a pretentious town?
And no, the cat Weston was named after the town that Jen and I met in.
Oh, okay.
When we were working together at the Weston Tennis Club.
Yep.
I was a bartender. And she was some sort of a front desk person or something.
I've met some of the people that worked with you guys during that. Mm-hmm. And everybody said that Jen won out because all the ladies were headed to the bar to meet Mr. Greg Hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
You got the job.
I only had eyes for one. But anyway, Curtis, I don't know what the big deal is. Me and Bullet like the hug every once in a while.
You have to give him a complete wipe down before they get in the bed for ticks and fleas.
No, I don't. I don't worry about ticks and fleas.
We live in the city.
Like that. Like,
yeah, but
I don't,
the dog goes outside, lays around in the
on the street.
You also give them preventative medication for them.
And then you people complain about sleeping in hotel beds.
Well, no, but I always said I wipe down Harry's paws when we get in.
All right.
We have wipes by the door. But I think having a dog in bed, there is nothing like
nasty?
Nothing better.
I'm not going to apologize for it. Like, I didn't know that I would find love when it comes to a pet again.
Cool.
And I happen to have found it.
Like so. Rihanna.
I'm not apologizing for what I put on my Instagram. By the way, you can follow me on Instagram. And thank you to those who do and those who will. Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you can give me a follow on Instagram. And the issue, Curtis, apparently you have to solve this because people are losing their mind. Could you not throw a complete game and give up runs? That's the issue.
A shutout from a starter is a complete game.
It's like a ship is not a boat, but a boat is a ship.
People have it backwards. So you can throw a complete game, but not give up a run. If you are a starting pitcher, you throw 9 innings, do not allow a run.
Okay.
It is a shutout.
Okay.
A shutout infers a complete game.
A square is a rectangle. A rectangle is not a square.
Got it.
Okay.
So a shutout and a complete game are the same thing.
Curtis is right.
No.
What are we disputing? He had a.
People are saying it's not redundant to say throw a complete shutout game.
Okay, whatever. I mean, he threw 9 scoreless innings. How's that?
That's perfect. Good there job.
Stunning.
Yeah. All right. Good all for right. him, though.
Yep.
Good for the starting pitcher of the Red Sox.
Sox.
It's great. Go Sox.
There you go.
All right. Wiggy and I will be at a Sox game on May 14th, and you could be there with us if you are a diehard. So a reminder to upload a photo that proves your diehardity when you go to the contest page at WEEI.com. Any photo, you with Fenway, you with Wally, you with your Sox gear on, just upload the picture at WEEI.com on the contest page, and we'll pick a bunch of you, and we will give you what are arguably the best seats in the house on the Sam Adams deck in right field. And we'll throw some Sam Adams Summers your way and some Glizzies your way, and we will enjoy the game together on May 14th.
No kids.
No kids.
No kids in the pictures.
Okay, yep.
No kids at the game.
Great.
Yes, yeah.
Did you not listen to the OG, Mrs. Hill? Because that's your mom's, right?
Yeah.
Because my mom's used to say, you lay down with dogs, you get fleas.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I'm not really worried about it. You seem obsessed by it.
Well, it's just big in the Twitch. My mother used to say that all the time. You lay down with dogs.
She never said that to you?
No. All
no?
right. Leeds coming up in 10 minutes at 6:25. Curtis, you're going to be infuriated, I think, by my lead. I hate to do it to you. I don't want to get you going, but
I'm already going.
They said it coming up at 7. We will discuss what Bill Belichick said he has never done in his entire life that most of us do every single morning, among other things that Bill Belichick said in a rare media appearance yesterday. Ooh, on
what
the
a
Pat
great
McAfee
day
show.
For Bill. Wow. What a great day. God, I love that he's firing back.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, not to pat myself on the back too many times, but I think I said, if you like the Brady-Belichick divorce, you are going to love the Kraft Belichick divorce because it is going to be spectacular. And we're just in the infancy of it.
Oh. Yeah.
It is going to be amazing.
You're going to love my lead, Greg.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Really? I'm going to love your lead? On that topic? On the divorce?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, we'll get to Leeds in 10 minutes. They set it at 7. News coming up at 7:30. Our hockey guy, Mike Milbury, will join us at 8:20. And we will talk Bruins and NHL playoffs with Mike Milbury because it is a Thursday. And then Red Sox front office report, and it is Sam Kennedy who will join us today at 9 with that. Here is Courtney with what is trending this first hour.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox get a win over the Guardians in their series finale. 2-0, the final from Fenway. Tanner Houck tossed a complete shutout game. Curtis, I'll do your next. The next trending, I'll do your version. The first by a Sox pitcher at Fenway since 2017. Over 94 pitches, he gave up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 9. We do have some bad news for Garrett Whitlock. He's headed to the 15-day IR with Alex Cora saying he has a slight left oblique strain from Tuesday's game. Another one with the Guardians tonight at Fenway. I'm sorry, there is not one tonight at Fenway. I just need to redo that. We're one step closer to finding out who the Celtics will have when it comes to the first round. Sorry, I'm flustered. The Miami
it's
Heat
1:30. 1:30 today. Red Sox Guardians final day of the series.
Yeah, sorry, I had 7:10 still in there.
No, it's fine.
Miami Heat will host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night with the winner of that matchup getting Boston. Jimmy Butler went down with an apparent knee injury. He's set for an MRI. The Bruins will kick off the postseason on Saturday with the Maple Leafs in town with an 8 p.m. start. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. What a beautiful day it is today here in Boston. It's currently 44 degrees and cloudy. Cloudy skies continue today. The afternoon high, just 50.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Good one to start this morning, Chime.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up on the show today, Mike Milbury at 8:20, and we will talk Bruins and Leafs. 8 o'clock start on Saturday, game one of round one for the Boston Bruins with Mike Milbury. And then the Red Sox front office report at 9 with Sam Kennedy after a complete game shutout for Tanner Houck and the Boston Red Sox last night.
You know what's funny, Greg? And I was kind of, because I didn't really know what the picture was until I saw it. And
are we back on the picture again?
Yeah, we are back on the picture.
It's a stupid picture I put on Instagram.
Not stupid.
Like, who cares?
Well, you know what? When Danielle was here, we had this thing, and it's called WPS, yep. White People Stuff. This is in the Hall of Fame of WPS. If there was like a Mount Rushmore, it would be laying in bed with a dog, right?
Complaining about a tea time.
My mother was the best at this one, laying in the sun somewhere on a sidewalk in the city.
And the other one's just Dale.
And number one, I think on the WPS, Mount Rushmore is driving with your feet out the window.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Well, okay.
I will say this. Mount Rushmore makes more sense because there's four.
I don't know what is a white person thing.
Yes.
About posting a picture
that is
of you and your dog,
or
it's not even it's not even my dog. It happens to be DM's dog. I love the dog. I don't know. Please, can somebody please tell me what is wrong with me loving a dog? I don't understand it. It's very funny to Curtis.
You're too close to the situation. Honestly, if this were anybody else, you would have sent it to me, dying laughing.
Does he do that when I post with Harry?
You are a woman.
Do you post an inch and a half away from the dog's mouth? Like it looks like you're getting ready to make out?
I thought it was a great picture. She took it. She loved the picture. She said, I mean, I don't want to get into it. We were talking about mediums the other day on the show.
Mm-hmm.
DMs had gone to a medium. And do you know what the medium said?
You're going to meet someone large.
What?
The medium said that you will know when you meet Mr. Right because your dog will love Mr. Right.
Getting kind of choked up.
And so that happens to be one of the reasons why I really love Bullet.
Okay, well, the new love of your life needs to watch There's Something About Mary, because that's basically the plot.
Wiggy, you used to have a dog. You never cuddled your dog?
No, not in bed, no.
So it was fine on the couch?
No, not on the couch. Like, he'd sit next to my feet when he was on the floor.
So you never hugged your dog?
I mean, like, you know, you hug
What's the point of having a dog when you don't show affection?
You could show affection without having your dog laying asleep in your bed.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, kid. Courtney, I told you that's WPS all day long.
I don't think it's ashamed, though.
No, yeah.
I know a lot of black people, and I've never met. There are a few out there, but I haven't met them personally that lay in the bed or kiss their dog. So it's the culture.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's all.
I just put a freaking picture up on Instagram.
Greg, look at your face in that picture.
Go ahead, show it again.
Please,
who's on Twitch today? Is it Brian, or is it Mitch?
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
And look at the paw. It's almost like he's holding you.
Yeah, he puts his little paws around me.
Are you staring into each other's eyes?
Yeah. He was falling asleep. I was not.
Oh.
You said, Bullet, it's the ninth. He's two outs away from a shutout. Let's go.
I could see him like, say, hey, Bullet, my life has changed since you got here. I don't know how you feel about this.
I actually, at one point, I think I said, you complete me.
Oh.
All right,
I feel
whatever.
Like it's a scene out of the movie Strays.
I get it. It's fine. Unfortunately, this is from a texter. I'm not saying this, but unfortunately, Santo and Harry can't do that same pose because of the breath issue.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. Santo, very good breath.
Courtney, I mean, supporting you.
Harry actually has pretty good breath, too.
He's a big Minties guy.
Nope. Because Santo's a human, and he brushes his teeth.
Well, technically, don't they say that dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans?
Do they say that?
Oh, I believe they do, Courtney. You're the big dog person.
I know. I've never heard that.
I believe that's the what they say. I'm no vet, but I believe it's true.
Do the other residents of Echelon frown on the name Bullet? Do they find it threatening?
I'm sure they do.
Harry's vet was actually at your foundation Marathon Monday party.
What?
At the Capitol Grill. What? Harry's vet was there.
This is a discussion about Bullet, not Harry.
Wiggy just brought up Harry.
Are you listening to the show? Like, every time the dog has come up, she goes, did they say that about Harry? Like, we can talk about Harry another time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, back to Bullet. I love Bullet.
Listen. And now we get a full analysis in the Twitch chat of the clutter in my bedroom. Curtis,
do
please.
You lay in your bed with the other dog?
None of your Kobe? Business. None of your business.
Isn't that like cheating?
Kobe is with Jen 90% of the time.
But
take Kobe for a weekend, yes, Kobe lies in the bed. Oof. We don't lie like that because Kobe is not that kind of a dog.
Have Bullet and Kobe met?
No, they have not met. Bullet and Kobe have not met yet.
Oh.
Thanksgiving's
going
to be awkward.
So Kobe's not as affectionate?
Man. All right. Can we get to sports, please?
Thank you.
That has been the bread and butter of this show over the last nearly 5 years that I've been here.
Bullet's lips to God's ears.
That's true.
You know?
I mean, I think we should just talk sports.
Sports.
And the time.
Let's see. Who is this? This is is it that David? We haven't had that David on in a while. I like that David. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got to tell you guys, you guys are awesome. It's a great show every morning. I love it. You guys got me dying laughing so hard today. Wiggy with his scenario about WPS and white people with dogs and dogs. Yep. But I will say this about dogs. I was raised in a farm and it had all kinds of animals. And one thing I will say, you can tell a lot about a guy in a relationship when the dog adheres to that guy.
Yep.
If he likes that guy, that is a signal if he's a good man or not.
Yep.
Dogs can tell that.
I don't want to speak for Bullet, but he seems pretty happy with me.
It does. He looks very happy with
like
you.
The medium said to DMs, you'll know when you meet the right guy because your dog will love him. Curtis, go ahead. Say something about a banker or a wallet or something.
Nope.
Go ahead.
I have not met your new flame. I'm sure she is a lovely person. This has nothing to do with her. The photo got me off my game. I looked at it last night and I couldn't calm down. James was like, "What a loser!" And I was like, "I know, but he's my boss." Great photo, though. A+.
Yes. You didn't put that on social media, did you?
Oh, yep.
You just sent that to the
story.
I didn't send it to the group. Oh. I put it on my story.
Oh, I thought you said you guys sent that to the group.
I was happy with the picture. Oh. I'm sorry, my lord.
Okay. Maybe I didn't know you put that on social media.
Post for yourself, no one else.
I don't care.
Does Santo do the same thing?
I'm not going to make it about me.
Yes, queen. Greg and Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
In the Twitch chat, this is not nice, but I'll read it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Fluffer Nuttings Sandwich
mm-hmm.
says, the reason that Bullet likes you is you smell like sliders.
Oh,
I'm not a slider person. That's Wiggy.
Wiggy, Seinfeld, mutton?
Yes, mutton.
Where the dog was running after them?
Because he kept putting it in his pocket because the girl couldn't cook.
Oh, Curtis, there was a Seinfeld obscure reference on Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick earlier on the text line.
Yeah.
The bad breaker upper episode.
It's not you, it's me.
I mean,
you know the Krafts well, Greg. You famously have been there since the beginning.
Well, I was, yes. I don't know that I'm in the same spot I used to be.
No, it's probably my fault, like most things.
Of affection with them, but yeah, go ahead.
What do you think it was like in the Kraft office yesterday?
Oof.
He was throwing things when Tom didn't put him in his goodbye video, what was yesterday on the Richter scale?
So, no denial from them at all on the story.
Just that they denied that they advised Arthur Blank not to hire him. However, Stacey James did not deny that they had spoken during the year in which Kraft had spoken about bluntly about the team, something to that effect.
I mean, the story wasn't that he advised him not to hire him. He just said, kind of casually, this is a guy you can't trust.
Right.
So, right.
And you'll never have an honest or, what was it, a warm conversation with him.
Yeah.
It's never a good look when you tell somebody you can't trust that person.
See, that to me is the thing.
Yes.
That's the dirtiness of it all.
That's the nail in the coffin.
Like, you have a guy in the form of Bill Belichick who served your organization for 20-plus years and delivered an awful lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
And you seemed, at least outwardly, pretty happy with the way things were going for a good 18 years.
Right.
So then, after the guy leaves, after you summarily dismiss him, to run around and whisper to... Do you think Arthur Blank was the only person that he whispered to about hiring Bill Belichick and about what comes along with
Bill? No, we know for a fact that that's not the case. They clearly talked to Josh Harris of the Commanders as well,
right,
because
good
Magic
point.
Johnson was a huge proponent of signing Bill Belichick,
right.
And then the Krafts met with Josh Harris, and Josh Harris is like, nope, I think we're going to go in a different direction.
And it doesn't help that the dynasty had just finished up, and now you get this. You know what Kraft needs more than anything? He needs a Greg Hill bullet photo to get back the love of people. Think about how we viewed him, I don't know.
Fall from grace.
6 months ago.
A little bit longer. But
a little bit long, okay.
But
last offseason.
He was forever,
mm-hmm.
I would argue, the most popular owner in Boston sports. Am I correct about
Easily.
That?
By a mile.
At his ceiling, he was the most popular owner that has ever been in this market since I've been alive by a wide margin.
He
because
was the face
you know
of
why?
The NFL is the owners.
Well,
think
he worked. He worked the whole, I'm just a fan
mm-hmm.
thing.
He saddled up to Jeff Saturday when they were able to avoid the lockout
right.
or strike.
He
hangs
when out
Myra
with
was
Meek Mill.
Passing.
I everybody's talking all over each other, but I just the fall that he has had, he's got to be in last place when it comes to owners currently.
Last place, I told you.
I think John Henry is giving him a run for his money.
even the John Henry. But he was like I told you, he was the face of the NFL nationally when it came to owners. When you looked at owners, and if you didn't even live in New England, and you looked at like great owners, people in other places would probably look to Robert Kraft and go, "Wow, we would love for our owner to be like that."
I also, after going through the amount of drama and scandal in the last 20 years that the Patriots have, how can he say that Kraft isn't trustworthy? You can't trust him. Like, Bill knows where all of the bodies are buried. So mm-hmm. how could Kraft ever say that? Like, Kraft better hope that Gerard Mayo is the most trustworthy guy of all time, that he's even close to how trustworthy Bill was, because I think he's going to get a rude awakening if he finds that maybe Gerard Mayo doesn't like how things go in New England and is more outspoken than Bill ever has
right.
been.
And think about how many people came to his defense with his situation that he had in Florida.
Yes.
And about how they were railroaded him. How could they say these things?
And Greg keeps saying, Bill has been a class act ever since the parting of ways.
Yeah.
If he was not trustworthy, Bill would have left and immediately told everybody the entire story, mm-hmm. everything that was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He's the most trustworthy in my mind.
Hands down.
And the other thing for Robert is, I don't know if there's a term for it, I don't know it, but you know when you end up doing what you're trying to avoid the most? Like, his goal with all of this was to have a more delicate departure and divorce with Belichick than he had with Brady. He was so fearful of repeating what happened with Tom where he won elsewhere, and he blamed Bill for it. You couldn't bungle this any worse. And just on the field, Greg, this tells me that I have even less faith in this organization returning to winning because of the dysfunction and the inability to do relatively easy things. Like, the Dynasty docuseries in and of itself is a giant self-made headache. Where the upside is maybe Robert Kraft gets into the Hall of Fame. Like, why did they do it? There was nothing that new other than the petty nature of Kraft's comments.
Right. All right. Well, we're a little bit behind, but that's okay. We will get to this morning's leads coming up next. and we may need to move. They set it to 7:20, if that's okay.
I think preemptively we should just go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Give ourselves plenty of time.
All right. And we need plenty of time because Bill Belichick, whom we are talking about, showed up on Pat McAfee yesterday. So, and he declared that he has never done something that nearly all of us do every single morning. So we will get to that and some of the rest of what Bill said during They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up at 7:20. Shime, great choice when it comes to lead song this morning. That's Greg Allman, and I'm no angel. I think it's him solo, not the Allman Brothers, correct?
So this says the Greg Allman Band, so I would assume that's his own solo project with
yes.
just other people?
Yes. Great choice, and good morning, and hello, and your lead this morning, Mr. Shime.
Yes, thank you, Greg. Yesterday it was announced that the NBA has banned Jontay Porter for life.
For life.
Yes. This was the guy who, if you don't remember, just shy of a month ago, it was on March 25th, what I believe was his initial suspension on suspicions of influencing games and gambling. He was then found completely guilty in their investigation and has been banned by the NBA entirely.
Dude was betting millions.
So
did you see the numbers?
Yes. Yeah, so it wasn't even.
It's like Shohei-like numbers.
Really?
No, not quite. It's a little bit different. So because originally what made them suspicious was in the end of January, there was suspicious activity around his under props. And so come to find out he was telling other known bettors was the quote that he was either ill or not feeling well or has an injury of some kind and wasn't playing. And there was trying to be overactivity on his under props. And then the big bets that were placed were March 20th.
Yeah.
So he got suspended 5 days later. That's how quick they figured this out.
That's a game where he, like one of his known better buddies.
Correct.
Put 80 grand on some sort of under, like whether it was whatever.
Like his
it was,
under on rebounds and
assists
points,
or
say.
Whatever. And he only played for 3 minutes. Then he said he had a headache or something. Had a migraine. Migraine, great excuse because nobody can ever prove that you're lying.
Right.
If you ever need one, Shime, for a little mid-show flex time, just go with
I've
the
had
migraine.
Multiple migraines.
If you're out of jury duty requests.
Wasn't he on a two-way contract too? So he wasn't like a big superstar.
But he was gambling when he was in the G League.
So he was gambling when he was in the G League, but when he signed the two-way contract, apparently he closed his FanDuel account.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, they said he had placed over 1,000 bets prior to signing that two-way contract.
But he was
so this is a guy who was like knee-deep in gambling prior to signing his contract.
Yeah, he was a whatever designation FanDuel gives to their big wagerers,
mm-hmm.
like they have a the Gold Club or whatever.
Right.
He was in that.
Correct.
So go ahead.
And I think ultimately
this is where you're going to tell us that there's no concern going forward when it comes to professional athletes gambling.
Well,
on the betting.
So
apps.
This is how I look at it, Greg.
Because it took 5 days. That's a lifetime.
Oh, wait, hold on. So you look at the Shohei situation, right?
Yeah.
That took years for them to figure out that Mizuhara was doing this. Years, or possibly Shohei was doing this. Years. This took the NBA. From when they noticed suspicious activity
mm-hmm.
and then realized exactly what was going on, it took 5 days. Curtis.
My guess is Shohei props are far more bet upon than Jontay, whatever his name
Porter.
Is. So there would be far less people making massive wagers on him, thereby making it very obvious when there is something anomalous going on.
Also, those bets weren't paid out. Like, so it, on top of it, they recognized it, didn't pay out the bets, did an investigation, all at the same time, suspended this guy, and then banned him. Like, this is the difference
between.
I see
so much of myself about 8 years ago in Shime defending
this
betting.
This is not, like, this is.
Wait, you were defending Jin.
I was like, I'm fine. I'm just jaundice.
This is a guy who made a business decision and said, you know what? I stink at basketball.
No, Wiggy.
So, no, but listen to how he's betting. He's betting on himself to stink.
He even bet on the Raptors to lose games.
But think about it, though. Do you think, what a jackass. Like, he's now banned for life.
Right.
He, even as an also-ran, you know, off the bench, he could have made another $15 million in his career, probably.
But this is also the difference between legalized sports betting and non-legalized sports betting, in that you look at the Mizuhara situation, which was happening in California, a state that doesn't have legalized betting. It took a vast amount of time to figure it out.
Yeah,
whereas this guy was doing it with legalized sports betting accounts and was caught in days.
Yeah.
How would anybody?
Well, poor Shohei. He just figured it out a couple days ago that 15, 17, 20 million was missing. I mean, it took him a long time to realize that his buddy, his best friend was a big gambler.
Right. And the biggest lying scumbag on the planet didn't bet on baseball, because that would have been really bad.
How would anybody even sign this guy? He's probably like going up for a rebound and going, oh, wait a second.
Wait a second.
If I get this one rebound, this one opportunity, I'm going to go over. So let me just miss this rebound.
All right. Shime, thank you.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love revenge. It is so great. I am so happy Bill Belichick is not the coach. It was the right decision. I stand by that, and I will forever. However, this offseason has been a masterclass in someone thinking they were something and they were not. And Robert Kraft, the forced humility from this humiliation is just beginning, and it is delicious. Because Bill Belichick is many things, but he is one thing to Robert Kraft, and that is someone that enriched him beyond his wildest dreams. So I just yesterday, the ESPN story obviously had a tilt towards Belichick. He goes on the Pat McAfee show where they avoid the question entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the beginning of a relationship where Belichick's going to be on with Saban doing the McAfee Manning cast, whatever, draft night, all these things with Omaha Productions. Bill Belichick in front of the 6 Lombardi trophies with that S-eating grin on his face.
That was a fantastic flex of a background.
Awesome. I mean, the other one would have been him making out with Nike on the bed, but
yeah.
I thought he did a better choice. But,
well, in mine, I have the Boston Man magazine cover in the background.
You have a Marconi and bullets humping your leg.
Well, but, you have the most influential Bostonian frame
don't
somewhere.
Don't jinx that. The issue has not come out yet. That's just a rumor.
Oh, gosh.
But the one thing above all else, and congratulations, is very simple. If Gerard Mayo isn't the guy, and I don't know. I hope he is. He seems like a nice guy. Why would any coach worth anything work for Robert Kraft?
Great question.
I mean, after
going
this whole
forward,
thing,
you
right?
Mean.
Like, I mean, and I'm sure other coaches have their issues with Belichick, but you will be hard pressed to hear a coach that doesn't begin whatever they say about Bill without saying he's the greatest who's ever done it.
Well, it'd be hard to get anybody with any type of resume,
right?
Any big name coach, like whether it had been a Harbaugh or somebody, you're going to have to kind of go with those guys like a Mayo that are just looking for an opportunity.
You're going to turn into the Carolina Panthers, who had a hard time hiring a coach thanks to their owner being an idiot.
Right. That's why maybe you have a guy like Van Pelt as your offensive coordinator. But either way, rough day for Kraft. I am happy that Belichick finally got a day to fight back a bit.
We will hear some of what Bill said yesterday with Pat McAfee coming up during They Said It at 7:20. And we'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead, which unfortunately I think is going to be infuriating, but I can't not. I can't not bring it up.
Oh, can you
it's
give
a
us
tease?
A little?
Yeah. It's about an individual who is fighting to hang on to the COVID relief money that he received.
Oh, wow.
Maybe arguably the most detestable human being, if you want to even call him a human being, that there is, and that this city has ever seen, fighting in court to hang on to their COVID relief money. So we'll get to that during my lead coming up.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.